It's beginning to look a lot like nuclear winter, diplomatically speaking, everywhere you go.
We have no verification without a treaty about what's going on in Russia's nuclear programs.
I've been worried about North Korea and its potential nuclear capability for a long time.
The Senate seems to balk at a new nuclear treaty with the Russians while North Korea takes more worrying steps. Once the centerpiece of Obama's peace strategy, building down global nukes is looking more like a sideshow.
No carnival atmosphere on nuclear strategy. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Forget shoe bombers, underwear bombers. What about those missiles aimed directly at us, left over from the Cold War on this November 22nd?
Certainly kind of puts it in perspective, doesn't
Indeed.
It? Let's get a look at the morning's news, and that's right at the top. Two different kinds of nuclear showdowns. The one in Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says not ratifying the START treaty would be a blow to U.S.-Russian relations.
In this one area, this goes beyond politics. This should be nonpartisan, not just bipartisan.
The START treaty would reduce long-range nuclear weapons between the U.S. and Russia by 30%. Republicans are balking at ratifying it this session.
There's also this weekend's discovery of a new nuclear reactor in North Korea. Despite that, Washington this morning says it's still open to talks with the regime in Pyongyang. Joining us now is Daryl Kimball, Executive Director of the Arms Control Association. Mr. Kimball, good morning.
Hi there.
What is the threat, as you see it, for the discovery of this enrichment facility?
Well, North Korea, as we've known, has had a plutonium separation program, which allows it to separate plutonium for nuclear weapons. It's thought to have about 10 or so, or enough material for 10 or so nuclear weapons. But the reports of an enrichment facility that can make highly enriched uranium suggests that within the next few years, if left unchecked, it could pursue this second route to building the bomb. And so this raises a stake in the long-running crisis regarding North Korea's nuclear program. And I think it means that the Obama administration needs to redouble efforts to begin the stalled six-party talks, which began under the George W. Bush administration and did briefly succeed in freezing the North Korean program and led them to begin dismantling their facilities. But that process got off track. Talks are not going, and North Korea is, again, upping the ante.
Daryl Kimball, stay with us. We'll be back with you in a moment.
This is the busiest travel week of the year, and airport body scans and pat-downs are here to stay. But TSA Chief John Pistol tells NBC News this morning they're going to work on making the screening as minimally invasive as possible.
Look, work with us because we are there to help protect you. We just want to make sure that you and everybody else on that plane arrive safely.
Most people won't be flying this Thanksgiving, though. According to AAA, 94% of Thanksgiving travelers will go by car. That's the highest percentage for a major holiday ever recorded.
The federal government has approved a second human study using embryonic stem cells. A biotech company will use the treatment to learn more about a rare genetic eye disorder. Ireland has formally requested a bailout from the European Union. They're asking for $140 billion to support Irish banks. Father Ignatius O'Donovan tells our partner, the BBC, the Irish are ashamed about having to go begging for a bailout.
We're hoping that people like our British friends will come and bail us out. It's humiliating politically, psychologically, in many ways, it's humiliating for the country. And there's a very, very deep sense of anger.
Ireland's bailout is the equivalent of the U.S. asking for $9 trillion in a loan. Asian and European markets are mixed on that news. Futures are mixed. The Dow starts at 11,203, the S&P at 1,199, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,518. We'll hear some holiday survival tips later in the hour, just in time for the Thanksgiving weekend. Are you changing your plans, though, because of all these pat-downs? Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or use our new iPhone app.
But first, going to North Korea, they're operating a uranium enrichment facility, we've learned, and Congress can't seem to agree on the new START treaty. What is our nuclear policy, if we have one? That in a moment.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.